guest in studio is Andy Bliss, who is the Director of Percussion Studies at the UT School of Music, as well as being the Artistic and Executive Director of Neef North, which, if you haven't heard of Neef North, is a Knoxville-based contemporary music organization. And he is here to talk about two upcoming concerts. The first is Saturday, February 23rd at the Square Room at 7 o'clock. That will be the concert Fresh Ink, which is part of Neef North's Knoxville concert series. And Wednesday, February 27th at 8 o'clock at the Powell Recital Hall, that'll be the UT School of Music Percussion Ensemble concert. Welcome, Andy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ace. It's always great to come over and visit you guys.
Let's start with the Percussion Ensemble concert first. Tell me a little bit about this concert.
Yeah, great. Well, we had a big semester last semester with the UT Percussion Ensemble. We were fortunate enough to win the Percussive Arts Society's International Percussion Ensemble.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I'm super proud of the kids. The Percussive Arts Society is our governing organization as percussionists. So it was a big semester that ended in a big showcase concert at our convention, playing a lot of new repertoire, collaborating, commissioning, and championing some music we were really, really excited about. So heading into this spring semester, you know, we all had questions about which direction to go, and we decided to kind of go in the opposite direction. And for a number of reasons, including pedagogical ones, I wanted to make sure my students were exposed to the music from before 2000, which seems new, right? But for percussion, we often don't get back there because things are changing so fast. We're always playing something written in the last couple of years, and then something new comes, and then we play that. So that concert on the 27th, we'll be playing music dating back into the 1930s. Probably our biggest, most performed piece, John Cage's Third Construction, is anchoring the concert. But we will have music from a wide, wide variety of styles on the show. George Japergeese has a very theatrical percussion trio that we'll be playing from the middle of the 20th century. And the last piece on the concert is by Erica Wazin, called Palace of Nine Perfections, which is kind of in a percussion orchestra style where there's a bunch, four marimbas, two vibraphones, chimes, and things are orchestrated more traditionally speaking. So there's something for everyone on this concert, and we're excited to kind of take a peek back at where the genre began and how it evolved through the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. And so how many students will be involved in this concert?
There's about a dozen students involved, including my three graduate students who are the assistant directors in the ensemble, Morgan Tau, Nicholas Bruce, and Christian Swafford. And they do excellent work, both as performers in the group, but also as coaches and conductors that, you know, are helping prepare the concert.
Wow, that's great. And a total of how many instruments will be on stage at one time?
Boy, that's a good question. I mean, the Cage Third Construction alone uses about five tin cans, five drums per player times four, plus maracas, pod seed rattles, you name it.
Oh, wow.
Conch shell. So, yeah, I would say we'll clear 100 instruments at least.
100 instruments.
Yeah, probably, at least 100, I would say, and a wide variety of them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about the Neef North concert on Saturday. This is part of your Knoxville concert series, and this is a new thing, yes?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
We launched this Knoxville concert series this year because we have such great support in Knoxville, and it's been really great to get out and meet the community and some of the folks who regularly come to our summer festival and concerts at the Big Ears Festival that we've done over the years, that we really wanted to be able to offer regular, predictable things. And of course, as a performer, that's exciting to me. That's why I do this to begin with. I want to, you know, share these ideas and this music with the general public. So we launched the concert series this year. It's been a big success so far. In the fall, we did a show at the Emporium Arts Center. They're great friends of ours and big supporters of the work we do. That was back in August. And then we did a show at the Powell Recital Hall at UT in October featuring Allison Adams on saxophone. Mm-hmm. And now we're moving into our spring season here with a show in February and another one at the Relics Theater in May.
Mm-hmm. And so on this upcoming Neef North concert, you yourself are performing along with a cellist named Ashley Walters, and you'll be performing a brand new work by composer Louis Nielsen, and the title is Bogen und Kehre. tell us a little bit about this piece.
Yeah, so Ashley is a longtime friend of the organization. She lives in Los Angeles, but is actually from this region of the country originally. And she's been teaching at the Neefnorf Summer Festival since the third year. Ashley's just an incredible person and one of the fiercest performers I've ever had the pleasure of working with. So around that time, we had composer Louis Nielsen come to the summer festival, and we played his very large percussion sextet called Toxine. It's like a 30-minute, really incredible work for six percussionists. And so the three of us kind of have connected through the summer festival, Louis Nielsen, the composer, and cellist Ashley Walters. One thing led to another, and we Louis began to write us this duo piece that we will be giving the premiere of, and we're very excited about it.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. So what is it like premiering a brand new work where you get to actually work with a composer?
Well, it's something, you know, as a percussionist especially, I've grown quite accustomed to. A lot of the work that we do in Neefnorf and me personally is very collaborative. And it's so true that this collaborative process is really important for the vitality of our art form. And so we're excited to work with Louis. We've already been collaborating on what he originally sent me. We've made some small modifications to my setup, for example, instrumentation. I think as a performer, it's really important that we keep a very, very open mind and stay modest and humble. And, you know, it's about committing yourself to the vision of a friend and a colleague, in this case, Louis, so that I can try to realize what it was he was going for in the score. And so I look at what he writes, and I try very hard to honor the ink, if you will. However, I also try to have one eye looking toward what it is he's trying to get out of this moment, and then occasionally make suggestions or modifications, not even modifications as much as just small, you know, parts of my own playing that will help realize this idea, right? Which is indeed what interpretation is. Yeah, just like a translator with text or something. You're trying to realize kind of the heart of the matter and communicate it in another way.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the process is so interesting. It's probably equally as enjoyable as actually performing the work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To see this thing kind of come from a PDF that I get in my inbox to something that quickly comes alive and gets up in front of people is extremely enjoyable. And we're very excited to begin that collaboration in person.
Right, right. So two concerts coming up, two different concerts with different types of performers. One, you're performing, you're executive director of Neefnorf, but then on the other hand, you're a professor of these students. Tell me the difference in the preparation of these two concerts.
Yeah, I think in the best week, there's very, very little difference. I'm very fortunate to have extremely talented and passionate students who, you know, I'm able to fuse with my creative vision and research as a performer to where I'm playing with them. They're right alongside me doing things, or I'm programming things that I would program for Neefnorf, but I'm doing it with these students in our quote unquote class. Mm-hmm. And they realize some things I only ever dream of. And so the difference is with UT events, we have more time than Neefnorf. You know, we're going to have 2 days to get the nuts and bolts of this concert with Neefnorf together, where we've been working on, you know, the UT Percussion Ensemble show since, you know, school was back in second week of January. And even that 6 to 7 week rehearsal sequence can feel tight for students, primarily because they're juggling so much other stuff,
right.
All of which is equally important in a balanced curriculum. And so I've got incredible peers at UT, and they're all doing great work with the studio and the students in their, you know, various classes and ensembles. And so we only get a little bit of their time. And so it takes a little longer to build those products.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, the process is a lot different, because you see the thing come to life a lot more slowly, And it's easier to get off track even because between rehearsals, so much has happened for the student. But as I said at the beginning, in a perfect scenario, they're very similar. And in fact, a great example of that is on the Neefnorf concert here coming up. One of my students who is about to graduate will actually be performing because she was at the Neefnorf Festival last year performing a piece by Jesse Marino. And she did such a great job that we said, well, why don't you, you know, play this on this concert? And so that's, you know, as with my teacher hat on, that's the ideal day you can watch that transition occur. And I'm very lucky to be able to do both things.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So let's suppose you're interested in classical music. You perhaps listen to the morning or afternoon concert. You attend the symphony, but you've never been to a contemporary music performance, let alone a percussion concert. Why should someone who's interested in classical music but have never been, why should they come to this concert?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that, I think. First of all, I think sometimes contemporary music can be labeled a little bit as like other. It's unknown and therefore, for some reason, can be a little scary for some folks. But most people I know who go to percussion concerts walk out really, really enjoying things. We have we're fortunate in that way as percussionists that things are very visual. There's a lot to latch on to. Drums are cool. People like them, you know? And so I think in that way, it can be very accessible. You mentioned the symphony, and Neefnorf is playing a concerto on the Masterworks series next November with the Knoxville Symphony.
Oh, wow.
So these things aren't as far apart as you might think. And I find when folks come out and check out the concerts, you know, it is such a wide variety because the instrumentation is different. The styles of these composers are so different. The element of theater or drama all kinds of things are available in 21st century composition. You know, each piece is truly really, really unique. You just can't get that from some of these other genres that one might regularly attend. It's just not as often that the music would sound so different from piece to piece. And in that way, you're actually set up as an audience member for success because I think the thing I hope the most for our audience is that they have a reaction to the experience that they get. Some pieces, they may just go, boy, that one was not for me. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's perfectly okay. But hopefully there's also something on there that they find great interest in. And so, you know, as I would hope for anyone, we would just like to think that the audience is curious and open-minded. You know?
Yeah. Well, as someone who's attended one of your concerts, I can attest to the fact that they are very, very exciting and enjoyable. So,
yeah, thanks so much.
Now, there's so much coming up with Neefnorf. You just mentioned working with the KSO and then Big Ears. How can people keep up with all the events that you're putting on?
Well, we're working really hard to try to make sure people can find us. And so we have a website, neefnorf.org. That's NIEFNORF.org. But we're also very active on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with the same name. So you type that into the search of any of the social media platforms, and it should be very easy to find. We've got a Facebook event for the Neefnorf show coming up. We have a newsletter that you can sign up for on our website that goes out about every 6 weeks or so. We try not to bother people too often, but we try to pack those newsletters nice and full with, you know, everything everybody needs to know so that they can plan, you know. And we're very fortunate to be partnering with Cafe 4 on this upcoming show. So I know that the team has some things in the works with them. If people want to make a night of it, the show's at 7 at the Square Room. They can come down and get some dinner and support one of our awesome local restaurants there on the Square. And that's exactly what this is about for us. You know, it's about getting the arts into the community and giving somebody, you know, a valuable experience that they can have on a Saturday evening, you know. And we're fortunate that the weather this time of year is nice. And, you know, you can get out downtown Market Square and maybe do some shopping and grab some food and hear some music and go out, you know, for a drink or dessert after. And that sounds like a pretty great night to me. So,
well, it sounds like a great night to me, too. Really quickly to summarize, Saturday, February 23rd at the Square Room on Market Square at 7 p.m., part of their Knoxville concert series, the Neef North Ensemble will present their concert Fresh Ink. And then Wednesday, February 27th at 8 p.m. at the Powell Recital Hall, the Percussion Ensemble of the UT School of Music will present their concert. Andy, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate it.